I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's a Monday morning. That means it's time to spotlight economic news in the Bluegrass, a segment we call The Business Side. Joining me this morning is Mark Green, executive editor of The Lane Report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan. Nice to be with you again.
Mark, a topic that we come back to again and again is the housing market. And I understand the data that has flowed lately has been all good, and this report is no different.
Well, the latest news on this was a study that was commissioned by the Fayette Urban County Government, the Lexington Downtown Development Authority, and the Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky. That report said that Lexington needs an additional 22,000 housing units in the next 10 years, and that drives a lot of the economy. That's some really strong news. I did a little bit of math, and I came up with that equating to 6.1 new houses or residences here in Lexington and Fayette County every single day for the next 10 years. That's a lot of construction. It's a lot of jobs. We talk about houses, housing in the abstraction, but it affects so many areas of the economy. There's the obvious carpenters, electricians, plumbers, but then landscapers. There's the architects and surveyors and engineers. Every house bought and sold means bankers and appraisers. Every one of them has to have appliances, mattresses, bedding, furniture, clothes. This even connects very directly to Kentucky's major forest products industry.
What effect could the interest rates fluctuating have on that?
Well, we are finally coming out of this long, deep trough after the Great Recession, and interest rates have been at historic lows for years. The Fed increased its base interest rate in Washington. It's a rate that applies mostly to money loaned between banks, but it's the basis by which everything else is priced in the way of loans. Our mortgages are key to that. It went up another 0.25% this past week, and that was only the second or third increase in years. But the important news was the Fed said they expect it to increase another 3 or 4 times throughout the rest of this year. And we're going to be moving back towards sort of a more normal interest rate level. Now, it's going to mean that mortgage interest rates will be going up. And at some point, rates might get high enough that it's going to put a damper on sales. But at this point, if people know that the rates are going up, they're probably going to want to go ahead and jump in, and it could short term cause even a higher spike in sales, which are high. They're at record highs.
Basically a boom for at least the next 6 months, and then maybe a little leveling off just based on speculation.
Well, that's true. If we can come up with enough inventory, the reports now are that we need more houses for sale, that we just need more inventory on the market. Homes are selling very quickly nowadays. The ones that are out there, if they're a good home and in good condition, a good price, they sell very, very fast. And it's not just right here, it's all over the state. Kentucky Association of Realtors tells us in an article that we have coming up in the magazine that not only was 2015 a record-breaking year, 2016 statewide had the highest number of total home sales ever, and that they expect 2017 to top that. A lot of the builders, they really got burned by the bubble and the Great Recession. Some of them went out of business. A lot of the construction workers left the field. And the builders and bankers, too, have just been reluctant to get back in there. But we are seeing a definite, distinct turn in the market and an increase in demand. And we're now behind the curve and need to start trying to build more.
All right. Speaking of building more, and we're talking 22,000 over the next decade, if I'm correct, is there enough property inside the urban service boundary, or are we looking at more pressure for the Lexington, Fayette, Urban County government to expand the urban service boundary in order to accommodate this boom in housing that we're looking at?
There is pressure for urban county government to expand that urban services boundary. And there's strong debate on both sides. A lot of people think we have adequate property that we need to do infill on the space that is now served. There's you know, if you drive around, you can see unused property, you know, downtown and sprinkled around all over. You know, I guess the question is it financially feasible and supportable to develop those properties? You have to have a big enough size to work with. It seems that long term they're going to have to look at some kind of an expansion there to provide enough property. And you know, that's a political decision. That's why they have been elected to office, to weigh that out and come up with the right answer that balances needs for everybody.
All right. And when it comes to the sale of existing homes, you were telling me anecdotally about a house on your block, and it didn't sit long as far as it being on the market.
Well, I've been hearing stories over the last year or so of homes selling in like one day with multiple offers above the asking price. One of the neighbors, they'd been in this house, moved into it new in 1965, and finally downsized. They put it on the market. The sign went up on Monday. The house was covered with prospective buyers Tuesday. They were out in the rain. They were out there after dark. They were out there Wednesday morning, you know, at the crack of dawn. And the house, a sale pending sign went up on Wednesday, and I'm told that there was a bidding war, and there were offers above the asking price. So there you have it. It's happening.
That's all the time we have for today. On the business side, our guest has been the executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. Have a great week ahead.
You too, Alan. Always nice to be with you.